Welcome to the November 3rd, 2021 meeting of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding, and unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and to look at all of the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to go into executive session, the reason for the same shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you are having difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded for YouTube. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works from a prepared agenda. We'll be considering tonight's items in the following order, 7 p.m. There are no appointments this evening. Discuss and vote on administrative procedures and revised bylaws. Review and approve minutes, discuss amending the zoning ordinance, new business, and open issues. So, if you care to, would you please, here you go.
Well, there it is.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And long may she wave.
Okay, tonight we have three regular members, and you're still an alternate, Kelly?
Yes.
So, Mr. Chair, I move that Mr. Kelly Lawrence be recognized as a full voting member for today's meeting.
I second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Voted. Okay, to order. Okay, as far as the bylaws, really, I wanted to mention one thing. There really are no administrative procedures now. I mean, that concept has been taken away or been superseded by the revised bylaws. And we can vote them if you want. Unfortunately, we don't have two. We're missing, I guess, two members. Although I did get comments from Rod Tatu that he was okay with it. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear anything. I don't think I heard from Paul. Does anybody have any additional changes? I made changes that Cecile recommended, the one adding the
the street plan.
Yes, the town of Lyman Street Acceptance Design and Construction Standards Ordinance. And the only thing else I've just added to the back of it, which is just an administrative thing, at the very end where it says Article 12, after that I just listed the attachments. And this table of, which again, table of consanguinity, and then sample of board meeting opening remarks, and sample of board meeting, board public hearing opening remarks. I have a copy of the planning board opening remarks, which I can, you know, copy and attach, or at least type it out. I don't have one for the public hearing. Maybe I can get that from Patty.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
You need it tonight?
No. I thought if there's two options. We can either vote on it tonight, or we can wait and see if we get anybody next time. But if you want to vote on it, then I'll just go ahead, and if we do vote on it, what I would do then is just add these attachments. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen the table and you know what the opening remarks are. Add those to that and have it ready for Rod to sign at the next meeting, if we approve it tonight.
I think we're pretty set, yeah.
Okay.
Is the copy that you're looking at a new one that you gave us tonight? Or?
No, I didn't give you another one tonight.
Okay,
it's the same one from last time,
okay.
Except I just added your... I added your comments to add that reference, and then I added the just add those three attachments.
Okay.
I just listed the three attachments.
Yes.
So
I was just checking to see if I had the most recent copy.
So I mean I think it's okay. It would, again.
Well, I would move to approve the bylaws as amended.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that? No. Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No discussion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, voted. Voted to approve. Okay, and I'll have those ready for Rod to sign it next meeting. And
thank you, Don.
And then when I get that, I'll send it out, give the original
you.
To Patty for filing, and then I will send out a PDF file to everybody.
Good job.
So,
thank you.
Let me write this down. Okay. The other thing, there's the next thing on the agenda was, review and approve minutes. Mm-hmm. We have minutes of the, I guess it's the October 20th, mm-hmm. 2021 minutes, mm-hmm. Planning board meeting minutes. Mm-hmm. They were sent out previously for people to look at and review. Does anybody have any corrections or changes to those?
No.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the minutes of the October 20th, 2021 meeting.
A second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, voted. Let me sign them and pass them around. Here, I'll get this to seal first. Let's go to end up with Patty then.
Ladies first.
Next item is to discuss amending the zoning ordinance. We have, I was looking for my changes, and I have a copy of an email that was sent. Well, let me step back a minute. First of all, we sent a memo out, I think it was October 6th, to Select Board, Code Enforcement Officer, Town Clerk, Ordinance Review, Town Assessor, and asked for their input on changes. We had previously gotten an email dated September 12th from the Zoning Board of Appeals Chairman, Tom Larned. Larned? And he had some comments he had no changes to Article 9, and then he had some changes to 6.3.1 on uses, et cetera. He had a little bit of changes. But, Patty, I thought there was a change. You sent an email in May sometime that had a change, and it's probably in my pile of paper at home, but I can't find it.
Yes.
Quickly.
Well, but what I think that we should fix the conflict that we have in the ordinance about how many,
is that accessory buildings?
Right, or even, because in the, we allow a detached accessory dwelling in the residential, in all zones, mm-hmm. but we limit the number of buildings that might limit the ability for them to have
right.
detached. So there's we didn't do that on purpose.
No.
But we created a little conflict there. But
yeah.
We also need to clarify.
It's not very clear. It can be read in two different ways, at least. So, but that's not the only change. I mean, that would be. But I was just saying, if what's our best way of? I mean, we sent out a memo asking for input. We did also get an email, I think, from the ordinance review. Two of the ordinance review committee members asking for what we'd gotten, I think, from the Zoning Board of Appeals, so that they might have some. But they didn't. I don't think they offered any changes. I don't believe they did. But what's our best way of soliciting? I mean, my thought was to maybe try to go to some kind of workshops mm-hmm. and pick an area and just say, okay, divide it up into four or five areas, include obviously the accessory dwellings and things we know that are conflicts, but land uses.
Why don't we keep it simple and start with what we know needs to be worked on?
Okay.
And then I gave everybody a copy of the comprehensive plan.
Right.
Yes.
Because that gives us directives. I think if we start with what we know is broken.
Fix that.
And then start, you know, if people haven't come forward with things that they want to see changed, we could start with picking something that's on our list of things to do from the comprehensive plan.
Well,
but that seems...
Yeah. Oh, I just happened to open to it, actually. Page 6. I don't know. It's a miracle.
But I think
yeah.
We should talk about how we want to... Do we want to do research from other towns to see how they handle more than one building on a lot? I mean...
That sounds good.
What... We could be doing research that way.
Is there anything that you think could be gained from talking to MMA or not? I don't know.
They won't help us develop ordinances.
No, they just review.
They might give us samples of other people's ordinances.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe Southern Maine Regional Planning, but they work for a fee.
Yeah. Do we still have any money with them?
I'd have to look.
Yeah, one time we... Didn't we...
We got some free hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought we had a budget. Maybe that's long gone.
No, right, we don't.
No budget with them. Okay.
That was the Comprehensive Plan Committee that had a budget.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember that. Yeah, I noticed here on under land. Yeah, and there's a...
I mean, that's a directive that we can point to and say, this is why we chose this to work on.
Well, there's a couple of them in here that would be under the purview of the Planning Board and the Ordinance Review Committee. And, well, so, what's a good way to approach this? Do we want to try to list the, well, I mean, we have a small list right now of areas that we know are maybe in need of revision. Mm-hmm. If we could start out by listing those, mm-hmm. then that might be useful to have a place to start from. And then at the same time, we could sort of come up with a schedule or some sort of a number of workshops or something to cover the mm-hmm. the ordinance in chunks once we get there specifically. I think you're right. We better go to the stuff we know we got to fix or at least clarify and then try to... look at the ordinance in chunks and say, okay, land use standards for approval. You know, look at these in areas and say, do we want to make any changes? Because mm-hmm. For example, I don't know where the 16 standards come from. Honestly, whether those are, and I know we have the ability to waive them, et cetera, and use some judgment on it. But are we locked in concrete on those? I mean, you know. For example, but land use, we definitely are not locked in concrete. That's all about the voters.
Right.
And I think we've seen that some voters or some residents don't like land uses in certain areas. So if we look at it, we ought to look at the whole land use table and say, okay, and then decide how we want to proceed.
I think we have direction in the comprehensive plan and we should try
review that first.
And then we're not, because people aren't knocking down the door to tell us they want this or that. Mm-hmm. And we have this as a directive.
Okay. Well, I think for the next meeting, then, why don't we put it on the agenda to review? I would say everyone has a copy now. I mean, mm-hmm. we had a copy probably, but take it with us and look it over to look at areas that we're supposed to be doing that we haven't done yet, because mm-hmm. I don't think we have. We've done some. But we haven't done all of them, that's for sure. For example, design standards for commercial development.
We did that.
Yeah, so
yeah,
we've
we
done
did.
Some.
Yeah.
And we haven't done anything. It's just that there's some that...
And it was approved.
That yeah, we should go ahead and look at. Because you're right, if we don't start on it, it's not going to get done.
I think land uses, too, are very important. And I think we need to be more specific in our definitions. like on land use, commercial, it'll say commercial operation is not allowed somewhere. But then some of the operations that are allowed are actual commercial establishments. So where do you draw the line there? If something, you know, those kind of things are so fuzzy, and that's what gets us in trouble, I think, when the definition is, it's not clear.
But what we have to do, if we can, is try to identify those areas.
Right.
So that we can fix it, or at least make it clearer,
right.
Assuming the voters would approve it.
Right.
They might or might not.
And like Patty said, with the accessory buildings, accessory unit.
Yeah, that's
does that count as an accessory building? If you have an accessory dwelling, that is a...
We got to clarify that.
Yeah.
So there's...
Some of the definition, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be also some, maybe there's some other ordinances that are written a little more clearly that we could grab from. Mm-hmm. Because if there's something that's better, you know, there's nothing wrong with using that wording if it makes sense to us. Okay, so... then I guess the task then we could put on the agenda for next one would be to review the specifics. Unless you want to go through it now, we can go through it now quickly if you want to. But for you guys, I don't know that anybody
can
looked
take a
at
section
it.
Of it.
So.
I look at it once in a while.
Yeah. Well, there's
not, you know, for particular.
Anyhow, I think we should probably go through and identify the ones we want to work on and prioritize them.
Okay.
So that way people have a chance. And to look at it.
So are we going to prioritize the section that we do know needs work?
Yeah.
And what can we do, what can I do, or we do, to help get that fixed?
Well, see what other towns of comparable size, maybe with a reputation for having ordinances that have precision to them. Well, what do they say with respect to multiple dwellings?
Or multiple buildings.
Multiple buildings.
Because that's what, it's not just dwellings, it's,
right.
I mean, I was just at the storage facility right before this meeting where we approved three buildings,
mm-hmm.
which is inconsistent with the
right.
way the zoning board read that,
mm-hmm.
section 6.3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Are they building, that's the one on 111?
Yep.
Are they building three or are they just building one?
Three.
Oh, okay.
We approved three.
I know we approved three.
They're building three.
Oh, there are three?
Yeah. They just started with one and then they're going to move on to the next. But
does that property overlap into the commercial zone? Because that is on 111.
No.
It doesn't.
It's general purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be so that we can read it, understand it, apply it.
Mm-hmm.
Equally to everybody.
Right. Is there a home there too? Wasn't there a home? There was a residence.
There's nobody living there now, and I think they might use that as condition storage.
Right.
But they haven't applied to do anything with that yet.
Yeah. So the fact that if there is a residence on there, that would be a primary use, but if no one's living there, do we still look at that as a primary use?
When it's its highest and best use.
And then in that case,
yeah,
there'd be two
no,
uses. A primary use would be residential. The secondary use would be...
Or vice versa.
The business with two accessory buildings. So, I mean, you could stretch the law to say that it complies with that.
But we got to clarify the word.
I know,
that's
the issue.
We shouldn't be stuck trying to make the ordinance fit the application. We should
that,
be able to
that,
say,
and that's what happens.
What it, right. And
I
think we rightfully do that. We want people to have rights on their property, but we got to do it equally. It's got to be applied fairly.
It has to be applied, right.
Well, and also it's got to be written so you can only read it one way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean...
Good luck with
that.
Well, if it's possible.
Right.
Maybe it's not. But
it shouldn't be easy.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able
to.
If you can
construe
it in two ways, well, then you're going to have an argument no matter what happens. I mean, potentially, you could have an argument, which I don't mind arguments, but if it's an argument about the ordinance, well, that leaves us in a pickle because we can't, we have a tough time deciding. And we don't want to have to decide on the basis of personalities. We want to decide on the ordinance.
Right, the ordinance.
The ordinance. So,
the ordinance should tell us. It should guide us.
I'm sort of a list person, so, I mean, it seems like I mean, I'll start writing out my, if everyone's, let's try to get a master list together. And again, I think Patty has a good idea. Start on the areas we know that we have problems with. Mm-hmm. And then expand maybe if we can get through some of those areas and get some wording that makes sense, mm-hmm. or better sense, then we could go to some of the more general areas like land use and things mm-hmm. like that, which I know there's got to be issues out there. Whether we get any participation or not is another question. But there's no reason we can't change land issues if the voters approve it. Mm-hmm. It's silly to keep a land use the same. And the other thing on zoning, I don't know how... That's sort of frustrating because I don't know whether... Maybe it's in the, I don't know that's in the comprehensive plan, maybe it is, but changing some of that zoning, we have one case now, I guess we recommended approval on.
It is in the comprehensive plan, there is talk about that.
So that's another one, which is a sort of a big issue, really a big picture issue, to make zoning fair, whatever that means, which I don't know what it means.
Fair
and clear.
Yeah. Fair and clear. And is there any way, I know we discussed this, I think the last meeting, but Joe brought up the point of the documentation, there has to be some documentation somewhere mm-hmm. that describes what that mapping is all about. Mm-hmm. And how do we find that?
I don't know.
I mean, there's an archive hanging around here somewhere because they're trying to look for storage to put papers away.
I looked for documentation away, it happened in 2005.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2000.
I think they just put that map out to be voted on, but I'll have to look.
Yeah, if there's, and that's a whole other issue. If we try to go to actually lots and numbers and all that stuff, that's a big, big, big issue, which I don't know how we need to get there.
So. I wouldn't suggest it only because if we go by a lot line today, that lot line could change tomorrow.
Yeah,
and then that leaves us
right.
It's a problem.
Yeah. Back to where we started.
Yeah, we don't want that. We'd rather have something.
Again, it's not overly uncommon for properties to be in multiple zones. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Just like, I mean, we have a clear shoreland zoning, but other times towns will have a residential with a shoreland overlay, commercial with a wetland overlay, or whatever. So.
Oh, well, we have an example of that because we have the mobile home overlay. Mm-hmm. There's only two places in town, I think, that have that, but
yep.
There's two places that have mobile home overlay.
But it wouldn't necessarily be considered adverse if, let's say, we shot down, decided that we wanted to extend the commercial all along the Route 111 corridor. Parcels are going to be split in the commercial and the general. Has it affected properties yet on the other side? Not really.
Well, remember, commercial now is commercial residential as it stands as a zone now. Because it used to be commercial, and then there was an issue, and
yep.
It was voted to change it to commercial residential. Mm-hmm. That was a while ago. But I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. Why shouldn't all of 111 be commercial, for example?
From what I heard, it was because they don't have three-phase power. Mm. And you're not going to...
That's one of the reasons why it doesn't go far. But also, we have to remember the comprehensive plan was strong... felt strongly about protecting agricultural land.
Yes.
Hmm.
Which is some along 111.
Yeah.
Arundel highly protects agricultural land along 111.
Yeah. That Kate's butter there.
Had to be.
Yeah. Had to have the cows.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, so my thought is we gotta get ourselves a list and start taking bites at it. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't do that, we won't. Because I would hope that I don't know whether we could get anything together for some of it for next June or not, but certainly next November will be a massive, well, presumably a massive turnout like it was. I was surprised how many we got this time, but that would be a good time to submit amendments because we get a lot of people looking at it.
Doesn't the charter say zoning has to go to town meeting? I think it does.
Yeah, that there's some wording in there, but there's also wording in here where it says annual town meeting, I think, you know, how to make amendments. And it depends on how you, but we have had, I think in the past we've had zoning changes. Actually, we've had charter changes, I think, that went to...
referendum, well.
Other than town meetings, so. I don't know.
That's different.
Yeah, we'll have to see that.
I thought of that after we talked about it last.
I just hate to send something to a June meeting, a June election when there's only 200 people voting. Whereas we had how many this time? 1,500 or I don't know, it was all kinds of people voted.
This past,
yesterday.
We had, the count was that high, awesome.
Oh,
wow,
big
that's
number.
Amazing.
I mean, that's the way you want it. I mean, you want to get a lot of people voting, I think, if we can. Mm. So I don't know, maybe you can find something in there. Well, okay, so what's the action then? Read the comprehensive plan.
Go over that and I'll take
start a list and get on with it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe put at the top of the list, start off with that, 631.
Yeah, 631 definitely has to be reviewed and if we can make it as clear as possible. So.
Again, look at what other towns are doing, their ordinances, and make a comparison, see if we can find some language that we can adjust that tailors it to our town.
Yeah, and maybe if we start this, we'll start to get a little more public input, mm-hmm. because I'd like to see some public input. I mean, not after the fact, that is too late, because we have all we got's arguments. But if we could get it ahead of time mm-hmm. and get things voted on, at least people would have a chance to change it if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. I think also we should cross-reference the comprehensive plan and make sure that, you know, what our zoning's in line
with the plan.
With the plan.
That's a valid point. Yeah, but it starts with, I mean, I think we've all been busy with some of the just the routine stuff, and we haven't really thought, I haven't thought about the comprehensive plan in a long time. I was on the committee, too, which is not saying a lot, but just my memory is not as good as it was. Anyway, so step one, review the comprehensive plan, then start making up the list and pick the ones we know that need work would be the thing. Okay, does anybody else want to talk about that anymore?
One of the things we should probably also look at is reviewing all our definitions and probably modifying some or adding some.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I picked up on, and I made brief mention the last meeting, the zoning talks about the lot, but when it came to the notification, the word site is used. In there can be two interpretations. A lot is a lot is is a land ready to be developed. Site is a lot ready. No, a lot is raw land. A site is ready to be developed. And we have to define where that site is. Is it the whole lot is now the site once it started to become cleared? Or is it just the immediate area?
But are there places where that's a problem in the ordinance?
It could be.
Okay. Well.
And when does it become a site? So how do you determine?
When the lot, you have a 1 acre parcel covered with trees, it's a lot. You go in there, start cutting the trees down, put in a driveway, it becomes a site.
So as soon as
there's improvements made to it, it becomes a site.
Okay.
And I've been trying to look, the definition I fall under is the Appraisal Institute's definition.
But why do we need to worry about this?
For distance.
For what?
For distances.
Oh.
Because we're saying that within, and I'll say it with the grow facility,
mm-hmm.
it says 500 feet from the site.
Oh, I see. So it's terminology then.
It's terminology that make a big difference.
Okay.
If it says 500 feet from the lot boundary, is one thing.
Oh, I see your point.
But where it's so far
the
woods.
Okay. Yeah, I get you. I see your point now. And I always thought it was from the boundary.
That's the lot boundary.
But it's not. Okay. All
right. But we use the term site.
Okay. So then we have to. Then that's not clear. Then that should be fixed.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good.
Either way, we should address it. And
well, I think the way for success, if we can come up with some success, is to start with what we know. We want to look at, and then try to build on that. And then, not everything has to go at once. But if we had some key issues we wanted to get prioritized and get to the voters as quickly as possible,
mm-hmm.
then that would help drive when we want to do this. I mean, my preference, personal preference, would be if it's legal, et cetera, have it go to one that gets a lot of turnout. But if it's something that has to be fixed before that, then it would have to go to whenever we could. So anyhow, I mean, I think hopefully they're both legal. So I don't know why I like that. Okay, is there any other, I guess there's no new business? No subdivisions or anything? Damn, I thought there was going to be some. Okay. Who wants the, there's two copies here of Maine Town and Country.
All yours.
Sure, you want one? I'll take one. I'm going to leave one.
No, thank you.
Okay, I'll take one and read it.
You get them on
the spare time. As I'm having a libation. Okay, does anyone have anything else they would care to bring up? And there's no other pending items that I know of. Okay, we should set the agenda for the next meeting then?
I just wanted to ask the question if we are any closer to getting a clerk. I noticed that they advertised.
Oh, good question.
Just advertise, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Did they advertise again?
Yeah.
I saw it on the front page, I mean on the website, but have any of the candidates that had submitted, none of them are interested?
We reached out to the other
finalists,
people.
Yeah.
Recommended ones, yeah.
And one was really hoping for full-time, and we can't promise that, so she decided not to come on and get trained and then leave for a full-time job, because that's really what she's looking for.
You don't think we don't think there'd be enough to keep a person full-time?
We don't have approval for full-time.
No. But if we had, but we don't, like our charter doesn't even have to have a position for a code enforcement clerk. So that's a new position. So if we have a part-time code enforcement, a part-time planning board clerk, that would be equivalent to a full-time one person that's doing both jobs.
Well, it's up to,
it's beyond our control.
Yeah, I'm on the hiring committee, and last time we had 43 applicants for the part-time job, but it turned out that one of the persons selected apparently didn't understand the job, so there was an issue there communicating. But we had I think three or four people that looked promising, gave that list to the selectmen, and ended up one person turned it down, changed their mind, and then another one got hired. One was in another state, so I guess we have to go out and advertise again and see what happens.
I know, it's hard for the job market.
But you're right, a part-time job is not for everybody. It is for some people, but we don't know exactly the ad. Now, hiring committee was a little frustrated because I think hiring committee may request that Patty be available for participating in the interviews or something at least, because you're the key person the individual will be working with. So it's foolish for the hiring committee to hire somebody or to recommend hiring somebody that might not be compatible or might not understand that. And you could probably answer the questions much better than the hiring committee as far as what the actual day-to-day duties would be. So, again, I don't know why we get so many applicants, but and I think we only interviewed about four or five or whatever we did. We came up with a partial list, but that's a real old list now.
Mm.
So going back there is probably not productive.
Probably not.
So try it again. Okay, so agenda for next time is, what do we have? It'll be 7 p.m. on, should be the 17th of November.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody here, no applicants. We'll hopefully we'll sign the revised bylaws. Since they've been approved, and I'll fix those up. Review and approve minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then continue discussing amending the zoning ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then any new business and open issues? Do you have anything else you want to add to the agenda, Pat? Anybody else have anything they'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Is there a second? Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Adjourned at
7:36.
7:36.